a fresh-cut bushel of ripe bananas in his arms as he headed for the kitchen. "Bright and early," Hawk said, taking a puff and letting his gaze fall on Pelham, irritated despite himself at the man's obvious sarcasm. "What time is it, anyway, you old possum?" He'd stopped wearing his wristwatch long ago. Watches and clocks were an anachronism, he'd informed his friend Ambrose when Congreve had chided him for his habitual tardiness. The criticism fell on deaf ears. 9 times out of 10, what's the bloody point of knowing the time, anyway? It's not like you're going to miss something terribly worthwhile. He'd come to a conclusion. Nothing ever happens. Pelham said, "I'm just going on 12 noon, sir." Hawk jammed the cigarette into the corner of his mouth and raised his arms above his head, yawning loudly and deeply. "Oh, well, yes, the crack of noon. Nothing makes a man feel more in the pink than to be up and about when the blazing sun has fully risen in the azure sky. Wouldn't you agree, young Pelham?" "Indeed, sir," the old fellow said, turning his face away so Hawk couldn't see the pained look in his eyes. Pelham Grenville, like his father and grandfather before him, had been in service to the Hawk family all his life. He'd practically raised young Alex after the tragic murder of his parents at the hands of drug pirates in the Caribbean when the boy was but 7. "Besides," Hawk said, "I have a doctor's appointment on for this afternoon."